Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. To celebrate the birthday of Jan Sibelius, born December 8, 1865, we'll be hearing his art songs in both their original piano-accompanied version as well as orchestrated. There's an embarrassment of riches to deal with. First, Sibelius wrote some of the most beautiful and effective songs ever heard. Second, some of the greatest singers of all time have recorded them. My partner, Dennis Moore, is a big Sibelius fan, and I've raided his CD collection for some of the music you'll hear this afternoon. So this Singing and Other Sins program is dedicated to Dennis with thanks for everything. One of the best-known Sibelius songs is War det ein Traum, Was It a Dream? As with all these songs, we'll hear them in two incarnations. We begin with Håkan Haggegård's recording and follow that with the orchestrated adaptation with soprano Birgit Nielsen. When you hear the two versions, consider what is gained in the grander aspect with an orchestra and what is lost in the intimacy of the duet of voice and piano.
Som då strängen darrar än. Jag minns en törnros av dig skänkt, en blick som lyg och öm. Jag minns en avskedstår som blänkt. Var allt en dröm. En drömlig sippans liv så kort ut i en vårgrön äng, vars fägring hastigt vissnar bort för nya blommors mängd. Men många natt jag hör
var din bästa
What singing? Just now, Birgit Nilsson and the Vienna Opera Orchestra, conducted by Bertil Bochstedt, performed one of the best Love Sibelius songs, War det ein Traum, Was It a Dream? The same song was sung with the original piano accompaniment by Håkon Haggegård, with Warren Jones the pianist. Both Nilsson and Haggegård are Swedish, the language that the Finn Sibelius spoke. He related to poems in Swedish, so most of the songs he wrote are in that language. Now let's hear two gorgeous tenors, first Nikolaj Gedda, and then Jussi Björling in the orchestrated reworking of Svarta Rosor by Sibelius. The poem Black Roses begins by asking why the person is so unhappy today, and the answer is filled with thorns and ends. Grief has roses black as night.
Växer och växer, ja,
Black Roses by Sibelius. Just now you heard a historic 1952 recording with Jussi Björling and Sten Friberi conducting. The first tenor we heard was Nikolai Gedda with Jan Iron piano in that 1969 recording. Do you have a preference for either the original piano form over the orchestrated adaptation? Let's give you another chance to appraise the piano version of Svarta Rosor with Birgit Nielsen, usually associated with Wagnerian opera roles. Here she's able to rein in her voice in line with the more delicate demands. Birgit Nielsen's glowing high notes do stand out in her version of Svarta Rosor, or Black Roses by Sibelius. Her pianist was Janos Soljom. The next Sibelius song is intimate and just deals with a scene in nature, beginning with ducks swimming to shore, where they build a nest. Then the idea develops that there's a cabin there for his girlfriend to keep him company. I think the orchestration is able to maintain the simple feeling of the simple poem.
Sora, sora, sinis orsa, sora, tenra, antar, peses tenera, genna, sen ritva, koivun, laske, laske, pursi, pieni, laske, valkamani, purrestasi, neiton uuri, astu asuntani. Täällä on sija,
The first recording we heard of Sibelius' Swim, Duck, Swim was sung by Kim Borey with Eric Verba piano in that very good recording of 1959. The second performance was sung by Soile Isokoski, soprano, with the Helsinki Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Leif Segerstam. If you miss one of these announcements, you can always go to the playlist at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. There you'll find not only the artists, but also the label and catalog number. One of my favorite Sibelius songs is Ilalale, To Evening, and this one is actually written in Finnish. Notice how beautifully Sibelius handles the almost recitative opening. This shimmery opening is very well imitated in the orchestration. The poem welcomes the starry evening and develops with the hope that his soul can fly to this land of idols. That beautiful song fulfills my need for art song as much as any grand one. Ilalale, To Evening by Sibelius, was sung by Katarina Carneus with Julius Drake piano, and then by Jorma Heininen with the Tampere Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Leif Segerstam. In this case, poetry in Finnish and the singers from Finland. Let's celebrate that country now with its national hymn.
Yn uhka kar
Hymn Bori with Eric Verba in the National Hymn of Finland by Sibelius. Of course, you know that from the major tune of his Finlandia. You're listening to the Sibelius birthday edition of Singing and Other Sins. In the following Sibelius song, I'll change the process and let you hear the orchestration first. I think you'll marvel at how orchestral the piano part sounds when that comes along. The song tells of a boy under the fir trees on the shore. A sprite falls in love with the boy and appears first as an old man, then a youth, both which just scares the kid. Finally, the boy jumps on it as a pony and is abducted. When the boy's mother arrives to find her son, the sprite falls in love with her and tried the same ruses that failed with the boy until he transforms himself into the happy boy. The mother hugs what she thinks is her son, but it's the evil sprite which dives into the water with his prize.
Sie ist verwandelt, die den Mörder müssen. Wo kann ich? Thank you.
First, we heard Soile Isokoski with the Helsinki Philharmonic Orchestra conducted by Leif Segerstam. The original Sibelius composition was sung by Anne-Sophie von Otter with Bengt Forsberg piano. One of the basic Scandinavian poetic tropes tells of the quickly disappearing springtime. Sibelius wrote a song to that theme, Spring is Flying.
Lotus
Siv Winberry, soprano with Jeffrey Parsons, sang the original piano-accompanied Spring is Flying. And then we heard the orchestration with Jorma Hinninen, the Tampere Philharmonic Orchestra conducted by Leif Segerstam. How have I come this far on this Singing and Other Sins Sibelius presentation without hearing his famous Sev Sev Susa? Sigh, rushes, sigh. The story is compelling and the music hypnotic. We'll hear two of the 20th century's best-loved tenors doing their best to relate the tale of the rushes, telling the tragic tale of Ingalill, who sank into the lake after suffering a jealous spell.
Som en vingskjuter anden er hun skjenk i sjøen. Det var når sista vår stod grøn. Det vor og henne gramse vid Østad og Lid. Det tog hun sig så illa vid. Det vor og henne gramse for gods og gull. Og for henne sjøen. Skrik som en vingskjuten and när hon sjönk i sjön. Det var när sista vår stod grön. Det vor och henne gramse vid Östan och Lid. Det tog hon sig så illa vid. Henne gramse för gods och guld och för hennes unga kärlekssorg. Det stod på en ögonstid med tag och kastade smuts i en liljas dag.
Oh.
Just now, Jussi Björling sang with Sten Frickberry conducting. The first tenor we heard was Nicola Gedde with Jan Ayron, both tenors singing Sev Sev Susa, Sigh, Rushes, Sigh, of Sibelius. Let's hear Birgit Nielsen perform that same song. Another Sibelius song high on everyone's list is Flicken komi fron sin selskigsmöte, The Girl Returns from a Tryst. She keeps telling her mother lies about her red hands and lips. The pale cheeks force her to confess that she's been meeting repeatedly with a boyfriend who in the end deserted her.
Vara blygad i natt, syndar flicka,
Somehow, having a soprano tell that tale seems more realistic. The soprano was Barbara Bonney with Antonio Pappano piano. That was preceded by Jorma Hinninen with the Tampere Philharmonic Orchestra conducted by Leif Segerstam. Let's hear Birgit Nilsson perform that same song. You've enjoyed this Sibelius celebration. I'm your host and producer, Gary Hickling. If you have suggestions and comments, please go to hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. There you can also find a link to many previous programs. Aloha.